Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What? Baseball players like, oh, this is great. This is fine. The purist, Joe Posansky, I was wrong. This is great. Let's be more extreme. So if I say you play a full extra 20 minutes of 5-on-5, you can't decide it. Let's go to 4-on-4 from there. More open, more opportunities to score, and play 4-on-4 the rest of the game. How about that?
I don't hate it.
How about that first step?
I like all of those better than some swift leap to a shootout. I like the idea of still playing hockey, even if it's 4-on-4. Did he say 3-versus-3?
He said 4-on-4, 3-on-3, or shootout. And even the shootout thing. I don't love
the shootout thing because it changes it.
Extra inning in baseball. Runner on second. Okay, let's party. Let's go.
Yeah, but that's equal for both teams, whereas I think you go to a shootout. I mean, how long did the Bruins go without winning a shootout? Like, that's not their forte. So now you're changing the game and giving an advantage maybe to one team that is, you know, has better scores, better guys at the shootout, whatever. I don't love that idea. If you just want to drop a man, sure, let's go. Let's go 4-on-4, 3-on-3, then go to 2-on-2, 1-on-1.
I'm okay with that.
Would you be okay with that if every period
One-on-one? Like the mini mites used to run between periods on Nesson when Tom Caron would do the announcing on that? That was
and
great.
And we'll do it like the old XFL. You put the puck at mid-ice. The two guys start like 50 yards apart and race for the puck, and whoever gets there gets it, gets possession. You win.
Meanwhile, you've heard Scheim on Fridays. This guy, all he does is pick winners, okay? Whether it's table tennis, whether it's the NHL, doesn't matter.
To.
I've only bet one NHL game in my life. I'm 1-0 lifetime. I'm ending as 1-0. It was a Bruins Capitals game a couple years ago. That's it. Scheim bets hockey every night. Scheim is going to give us his pick on this game. We have 11 a.m. hockey. We come back. Ooh. Scheim is going to pick the game, and he's alive to a big score today. Tied to one of these two teams. He'll explain coming up in an early edition of Free Money with Chris Scheim. That's next. Mutt and Hart in for the guys here on WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, we have a lineup note for the Carolina Hurricanes as we're just a couple minutes away from Bruins and Hurricanes, game one of their playoff series. We will update you throughout the intermissions. Well, the intermission, like, breakdown and opportunity for you to react at while the game's happening today. 11 a.m. brunch playoff hockey. Justin Williams and Sammy Vatanen both ruled unfit to play this morning by the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, under the rules that I'm aware of, doesn't that mean they either might have COVID or...
That's what I thought, but I no longer
have
think
COVID?
That. I no longer think that. That's what I thought initially. That's what I thought Dale had sort of explained to me. As the hockey guy around here.
The league did not want to say guys had COVID. They were using this very broad unfit to play thing, right?
But weren't Rask and Pastrnak 2 days ago or whatever that was unfit to practice?
They were yesterday. Right. No, two days ago. Now. Yes.
So
my belief is that they're using the terms unfit to participate as a blanket term for anything, whether it's maintenance or injury or COVID, just to, if somebody does get COVID, then they can kind of keep it relatively disclosed and not.
I believe that's how it has evolved over recent weeks, but I don't know that that was the initial intention.
No.
At least not the way Dale described it to me.
I'm with you, Andy. I think what they are now doing is using it as a way to hide what the actual injury is. And the NHL does this anyway. Cassidy, upper body, lower body, inconclusive. He's just like Belichick in trying to give out the injury. I heard Dale say yesterday that he's better than most at giving out the injury news. No, he's not. He's just like all these other guys.
No, what he's better at is he pretends he feels bad about hiding it. You know, I'd really like to just tell you, but my hands are tied.
By the way, I would act the same way, too. It's like a baseball manager, Ron Renneke's not explaining why Rafael Devers is not available that night in case it gets to a point where the reliever might come in and they're worried about Devers pinch hitting, and so they make they don't want to do that.
Yeah,
so
old school Manny days. Manny's got a day off. No, Manny, could you pinch hit? Nah, it says here I get a day off.
The reason this is interesting is because so far has been 18,000 tests in the bubble, zero positive COVID-19s. Is this potentially, maybe,
no,
the first sign?
Nah, I think we're reading a little too much into that based on the way that term is now being used. I agree with Scheim. I think it has evolved to the point where now it's a be-all, end-all, catch-all, and that way we can't jump to these said conclusions that, oh, got an outbreak with the hurricane. No, no, you don't. They might have their hammies barking at them, as Tito would say.
Don Sweeney just commented about the round-robin games a couple minutes ago on Nesson.
We didn't try. Ha, ha, ha.
He's a little different take.
Oh, good.
We tried to be a little too cute in the first three round-robin games. We didn't maintain the puck as well as we could have. Our power play showed some rust. I respect the way our players prepare. They'll be ready to go out there this morning.
That's my G.
So he's got confidence, but he is not.
He's not happy the way
they
play.
He's not hiding behind the Bruce Cassidy.
I like his comments a lot better.
I like Cassidy's comments better. And I also like
We'll see how you like Cassidy's comments if they lose 3-0 this morning.
Okay. Well, then we'll react to it all morning long here.
This morning.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's morning hockey.
Morning hockey.
A little slap shot shine. A little slap shot shine.
It's time for Puck Luck.
Yeah.
With Chris Slapshot Shine.
Guys, I have an unbelievable feeling about this game today.
You do?
I have been locked in on the NHL playoffs thus far. I am crushing it more than I even normally do on NHL.
Is this a actual record? Do you have like a real?
I don't have I haven't been keeping track. I've just been.
Oh, okay.
I've been on a heater.
Like Floyd Mayweather, I don't keep track. I just every once in a while I post a big win.
Normally these are like certified. I am a certified 17-7 so far in the NFL season.
On the Dale and Keefe program in the NHL playoffs, I'm 2-0. So
okay, that's fine.
It rains.
Are you a documented on the air 2-0?
Correct.
Gotcha.
I had both of them this past weekend.
All I'm looking for.
Andy Hart has a question from the side.
Go ahead, Andy.
Did anything that transpired last night in terms of the schedule change affect any of the lines or the gambling?
It actually has. Ooh, so originally,
good question, Andy.
I got the Bruins to win in regulation at +120. It has now gone up to +130.
Ooh,
so it's shifted a little bit.
So you have the worst of it right now.
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. Okay. So if you bet right now, you're getting the best of it.
Okay.
But I do. I am taking the Bruins to win in regulation today. Contrary to what I felt earlier in the week, I thought they looked terrible. I thought they've only slightly improved over the three games, but at the same time, Carolina's now been off for like a week after sweeping the Rangers.
Who stink, by the way.
Who are Rangers terrible.
Yes.
So that just adds to more rust because you're going days without even playing. Like, at least the Bruins were playing. Carolina hasn't played in almost a week.
Right.
And I think that's going to affect them a lot more than people believe. And I also think the Bruins' talent ultimately is going to show up. I think goaltending is going to show up. And I think Pasternak's going to score. I think people are going to score.
So I think you've
people
got a little...
People are going to score.
I think the first line is going to score.
Wait, breaking news. Scheim says people are going to score. That is analysis you can't get anywhere else.
No, I just... I think they're going to score a lot more than they have been.
Why are you not on TSN or like ESPN's hockey page? People are going to score, says Chris. Somebody tweet that out. Lucy, tweet that out.
Hockey or is this a general romance?
People are going to score.
You seem to be a little bit down the Dale Arnold road, though, because I thought yesterday he spent a lot of time telling me that the Hurricanes aren't good more than
see,
he
that's
did
not
telling
my excuse.
Me the Bruins are good.
I think the Hurricanes are actually very good. They were the team I least
very
wanted
good.
To play in the playoffs.
Oh, but they're rusty.
But I think they sat for a week. I think you see game three, I think the Hurricanes are going to show up, and this series is going to get difficult for the Bruins. But I think game one, I think the Bruins have the edge.
So
people
the Bruins
will
today,
score in game three.
People will score in this game. So you have the Bruins to win outright in regulation. That's
that
the
is correct.
Shine play.
That is the shine play.
What kind of parlay does this close out if the Bruins win today
4-1 Chris
Shine?
Closes out a parlay that I had. I took the Golden Knights in regulation last night. They won 4-1. Easy peasy. I had also taken the Calgary Flames last night to win in regulation, who also won.
So it's a three-teamer to close out today?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. So we have no producer for the next couple hours. Is he staring at the computer?
Well, I'm going to be rooting for him to win. I want him to be victorious.
Of course we do.
I want people to score.
Maybe he'll buy us lunch or brunch.
Oh,
he wins here today.
Is that on the table?
Might be. You never know.
So slap shot.
Let's go, Bruins.
Has gone Bruins in regulation, +120. You can currently get it +130 at our friends at DraftKings. Congratulations to our friends in New Hampshire. You can bet legally on DraftKings. And the game will get underway. Our plan during the game here, Andy, intermission style reaction.
Yes.
Game goes intermission. You and I react to what we just saw, take some phone calls, yell about some stuff. Maybe Sean play some highlights from goals that are scored on TV, and away we go. And then probably 1:30 or so, the game will be over. So we'll have like a little post game show.
Again, you're making an assumption that
that's true.
Went.
The overtimes after last night.
I'm planning on finishing our show, driving home, having dinner, watching the conclusion of the game.
You're going to go to another baseball game and
nope,
ignore.
Nope, we're free.
Hockey's on tonight.
We're free today.
617. Our own Ken Laird wrote something that I think we all pretty much disagree with.
Yeah,
like 1,000 times over.
It's idiotic.
We'll come back and talk Pats with you, Mutt and Hart, in for the guys. WEEI.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.